About how old were you when you left the school there in front of your house and went to the O'Connor Ranch? Or the ranch? Well, do you remember how old you were? Where would you go with him?
Oh, go hunt some rabbits, go from there, play a good in a fight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all they'd always do is cover them with all the bad things that we used to run around all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Horseback. Mm-hmm.
Were there a lot of horse thieves or cattle rustlers? When did you start driving cattle? Did you ever go on any cattle drives? And then they would be shipped out from San Antonio by rail? How'd you learn to drive them? What did your sisters do all the time while all the boys were working?
What
did your sisters do, Julia and Carrie? Did they just sit at home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you and John were the only two brothers?
No, George and Peter.
Oh, that's right.
George and Luther and the brothers. Luther died the year one day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was a young man. He was not a good man. But he got out the
room. What about George? Did he ever help?
Oh, yeah, George was good. He was a good man.
Well, how would y'all, would different people gather cattle together to drive to San Antonio?
Mm-hmm. Well, you do. You know, I want to make many cattle in the
When you were driving them that short of a distance, like from Hines to Pearsall, how long would it take?
Oh, it would take about a day and a half.
So y'all had...
We had good luck. Mm-hmm. We had good luck to drive them one day, but we had to load them when we got there. And we always tried to get there and kind of load them in the evening before night.
Didn't y'all used to winter some cattle up in Kansas
mm-hmm.
or something?
Mm-hmm.
You just load them on a train here at Fowlerton or Zella?
Mm-hmm.
And then you would just ship them back?
No.
Or go to the market up there? There would y'all were partners, or was it just their land that you used?
Mm-hmm.
And then would y'all have to go up there to work them and send them to market?
No,
or?
No, it's very difficult.
He said, he looked at me like a cookie. He said, when you two got out of here, you had your ass hit yourself and get you.
Well, he was a friend of your daddy's?
Yeah, I'm his granddaddy. Mm-hmm. He was a friend of his grandfather. Maybe they were at the top, because Papa didn't get out in the world and get that grandfather. Talking about it, he's just a trail.
But
when
Paul
Jennings
came home one time and had a little boy, 7 months old, he'd never seen him.
Tell me the story that he told you about the buffalo.
About crying the buffalo?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, the next time I saw him, he was more like two guys, but he was older than the old man. He started to play with it. One afternoon, he saw us there every day, the boy and us, north of him. And he couldn't see, he looked like a child. But after a while, he told the boy to get ready, he looked like he was going to have trouble, and both beds be coming down.
Mm-hmm.
That meant go round and round and make them all stop. They did, and after a while they saw a herd of buffalo coming. Well, they sent a bunch of men to meet him. Now, if he'd have known they were going to split, he'd have made them all go the wrong way. But he sent them to the center of the bunch of buffalo that was in front of him, to make him come up there. They're bullied on the way, you know, and they're split. They went around on each side of his whole school.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened, that went on all night long. The daylight the next morning, we were still in Buffalo, falling up to the field and falling up there. And how many were died, nobody would know.
Do you ever remember seeing buffalo yourself?
Oh, yeah. I never did see any wild buffalo or the harvest of it.
Frank Smith had
some. All the people in Oklahoma, but I heard the buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when boys are going to try to work, they know he ain't done nothing. They're going to try to work for a long time until the man had a bunch of buffalo.
Do they raise them like cattle? I mean, sell them and...
Well, they raise them and sell them to carry them to
college. Well, where did Frank Smith get his over here? Frank Ida.
I don't remember where he got them. I knew at the time, but I don't remember where he got them.
Well, Frank Smith is a ranger, isn't he? Wasn't he? Well, did you ever used to go with him when he would, like you went with, did you ever used to go with him when he was hunting someone, like bandits or anything?
Did I ever go with him? No, we were always set to be fair. Everyone was coming out of the room, but you never did do a thing, you know. He was right here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he got that thing turned on. But it was like, leaving by the way and to play in my horses. And he told him. He told the other rangers that he was not attacking to find the trail and talk to our trail. I've been up the road about 25 hours out of this game. Well, hopefully, I was having enough. That's why I'm the man. Coming up the road to the encounter. Getting in there to the trail. And the rangers struck my trail. And Frank told me that when every day he comes to, that you have to be careful. If you do something wrong there, you get in bad trouble. Because I expect that we are at home to do their work. You have to be careful about what happens to you. And finally, they saw a nurse coming out of the room. And they rolled all down on the track and got over 50. Bad 50. Left the horse trail. Well, I was riding the trail up on the horse trail. And I came back. And they were all 50 yards. And the trail was healed in the 50. And this lady got in prison and said, you know, right after I'm 15, you dead. I wouldn't do that for anything I know. He said, you might think that you're sneaking on me. And he said, what you do? What do you do? I didn't know about it yet. I told you that. If I wasn't using the trail, I didn't see that track. Nothing was using it. Didn't know the what their track, because the track wouldn't know it coming up there. There was something around it. But I never saw it on what happened down in the field when it didn't come on you to see? What happened down out there when it was time? He lived out of the field a mile or two. Built a log house with a grass roof. And he lived out there. He was a family, you know, his grandfather Hine was his boy, too. He was his man's boy. And he was about 18 years old. Well, we built some pens big enough to hold a whole lot of horses. Because every now and then people would have to run together with the horses and they needed pens big enough to hold them. And we had built a big pen out there every day. And they got worried that there was Indians on the road with them. So the Indians would start to let them, I would send runners, you know, to notify the people, you know, that they were coming that way. Well, Moses Hine notified everybody, you know, he got the news, and he notified everybody, you know, he could bring the horses if he wanted to, he could hear them. And that way he'd get more men together to fight. Well, they came. And there was very many men now, but you know, in those days they had cap and ball and pistol. And every shot one time, the Indian knew what they were shooting back then, they got to reload it. But still, they're not business because he was captain.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't afford to shoot. So they kept him not minding away until dark. After dark, that Indian got to run in and hide his horses. So I kept using that. With the house car. And they would come up there and try to break those horses out of that pen. They had 30 or 40 horses, about 30, I think. And they were trying to fire them up to keep them coming. Every now and then somebody would shoot, and I'd go, that was the old story of the Indian. But they kept coming and kept coming, get the old story of the Indian. But John Paul, man, he wouldn't shoot. He walked out of the light where the fire was in the light and pointed his gun out. And they'd get cut. They didn't come close to that second house.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kept going around and around. And finally, one of the Indians, you know, but this is the person who was able to have the bank card and step out the door and point that bank and let the light be coming out of it before they get started. So finally, I'm not going to just come on by there and try it. And the idiot did. And they put him about laying back in the arm of the bed. Grandpa Hines got his gun and his wife got another pistol and they still go to the door like that.
Mm-hmm.
But finally they got hold of the old money party back in the house and they got the tank and they went for all the guys who came and still after it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was. They went for the grandmother and after the money boy. I thought it was clear in my life, but then it was my horses. Well, they got two more horses back there. They got all the guns that they could get ahead of, and put those in place.
Mm-hmm.
If they had the code, you know, use the code. They just had to ride hard enough to catch up with them, but not hard enough for the horses to get out.
Mm-hmm.
They caught up with the Indians. Now, the young folks said, they're carrying the bag, and they got the horse back.
Did all of the Indians die?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He never did say anybody killed him.
Just that they all died.
Yeah. The doctor was on the floor. You see what that thing is?
Mm-hmm.
He told the floor of the doctor. Next to the bandit, he was the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a point in the game. Leading through. And they took after him, and they discovered that they picked up the horse at the end of the night and put it out for a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And they found it.
Did they catch
it? And they went up to it, found a group and looked into it. And they saw a horse and said, well, now you probably don't do it. And they just were a straight cutting. And they were a little longer cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it makes pretty good cutting when they're driving in the truck and they start to drink. So they got up there to where this Mexican was building a little fire to spark the gun. But he had an injector laying across his neck. And then Grandpa asked him if he could tell him what direction he could go to go to a certain rank that was below that. Well, he squirmed around and talked to him, kept attending and talking. He squatted down and said, where did you go? But he got that gun, he can't do it next to it.
Let me check it. Quit.
Good men, man. I'm not even going to say it. funeral. He was on the floor, he was on the funeral job here. And he got to where he was hired at the funeral on the team.
How long did it take them to build this railroad?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't remember.
Well, were there?
They didn't have trucks in those days. They had wagons and
mules.
I used to buy a wagon and some hops. They had a 3-inch wagon, not considered a big one, but they had one and just a boat. And there was a lot of horses in it. They had lots of wagons, but they didn't even go enough wagons. They were just trying to get enough wagons.
Well, were there, when they were working on it, where did these people camp, these men?
They had the big old camp, and they camped in the camp, and they had big old cookies, you know, and all the campfires, and in hot weather,
And they would sleep in them too?
Yeah, they slept in the chapter tent, not in the people. Before the bomb was actually going to get all the way to the airplane here, I mean, Miller. But they had about 100 Mexican children in that way. I got below here. You know, when I was
Tell me about the time you were working cattle down at Zella and that your cook died.
I could really feel it, man. I really wanted to do it.
I'm
So tell me about that. Did you just volunteer for it?
Yeah.
How old were you when you went?
I don't remember. I don't remember how old I was. I had to figure it out. No, I was drafted into the Army. So he had told this man, he said, now, I've got to know who I'm coming to these men over to, you can cut them out. So if I had orders to take them from the Royal Court. And he said, you've got to have whatever it takes to get by the good men. Do you think he can take them? He said, I got 6 pills on the day. He said, I'm going to go home and say, you get money, you're free. He said, that's not money for your life. We brought those 19 and put them through the ring there. Mm-hmm. And got all the papers set up, everything ready to go in. Mm-hmm. Had to go to the hotel and stay all night. The boy used all the pleas, all the tribe. But next year, where did I listen to it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a hotel room left for all of us. But they dumped them on my hands in there. Well, I let all the boys go home that wanted to go home. I let them go home. I said, you all go home now and be back here in the morning for no food. And that guy, they went home and came back. They were one of them. Made it fit in the hotel. Well, I went in there and moved things around there before those beds in there and I put those 2 rooms left. 20 minutes. And I told him, I said, now, boy, let me tell you something. It makes I said, we're pretty well thinking. We think a lot of one another. And I tell you now, they don't understand what I have to do. I've got to deliver you, boy, in San Diego. And I said, don't try to come out with this. Because you know what I have to do. And I'm not going to do it because I have to. I wouldn't go to it. Any other time, but I have to take it. I lay down the top floor to wait for that girl all night long, and there never a man moved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about at once, I said, I'm going to deliver. And the other ones I'd done. And I helped them, that means a lot. I told you, but we lost one of them. We disappeared, being a few up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's my kids that died like flowers. Most of them couldn't go to them. But all nine just broke a little younger. And I told her that this one, before I got to where I couldn't even say anything, I had to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, get there on the next one, whatever you do. Give him some help. So they did, partially. And I couldn't see what the next one did. Because I was right by an office where the boys were mixing salt in the bottles. You know, putting the water and the salt in the bottles and mixing it. And giving it out in doses to be given to the men. And there was no boy standing right by me. He was taking salt from me. I told him I could kill me a couple of them. He said, you know, old truck, I could get it. He let me look for it. I said, oh, I'm looking for him. I said, I'm looking for him. And I didn't get the truck back. I said, do that again. I got my Mexican boy straightened out. He won, he lost him. That's a new Mexican guy, man. Mm-hmm. But I just couldn't be guys here. But after a month after that, I was walking down the street to Fort Wayne, Houston. In the hospital room, Fort Wayne, Houston. And somebody hollered at me. And I was a third story room. And I looked up randomly with my red neck. And he told me, I said, what you doing that for? I was here when I got well. They just put me to work here. I said, well, you know the company, so I don't know what you think about who goes with you and who they think I'm out of there. No, he said they just took my work here and I've been here ever since. He said, keep me fine. Well, I said, if I ever have to, I'll come after you, but until I do, I won't go with anybody. Yeah. He was sorry to make you, but I really got better for it than sorry to be good for it. So, one night, my husband was with me, and he came to my family, and he was bunch of boys here. And I got somebody helping me put them to bed. Then the last thing I came in there.
Well, did you ever, you just stayed in San Antonio the time you served?
No, I was in New Mexico.
But what did you do in New Mexico?
I was in Australia. Thank you.